Welcome to the Deep Dive, the place where we take complex strategic blueprints, dense research, and we distill it all down into the high-impact knowledge you need to be immediately well-informed. Today, our focus is on navigating the very high-stakes world of the chief marketing officer.
This is a huge role.
It really is. It now covers technology, data science, creative vision, and even regulatory compliance, all wrapped up in one title.
It's like managing a whole ecosystem.
Exactly. Which is why we're diving into a framework that's really designed to bring some order to all that chaos.
Yeah, we've got excerpts from a document called the CMO Decision Support Blueprint.
Yeah.
And what I find so useful about this is that it doesn't just, you know, describe the job.
Right.
It basically gives them an operating manual. It breaks the whole thing down into six logical pillars.
Yeah.
Defining responsibilities, diagnosing the challenges, providing clear solutions, then tools, AI, and finally, a workflow.
So a full roadmap.
A full roadmap. Our mission here is to give you that shortcut, to pull out the key strategic nuggets from each of those pillars so you can really grasp how the best marketing orgs are standardizing and optimizing their strategy today.
Okay, let's unpack this. We should start where the blueprint starts, right?
Right.
Step one, the core job, this sprawling list of responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And what immediately leaps out to me is this idea that the CMO has to have like dual identities.
Oh, absolutely.
On the one hand, they have to be the visionary. They're setting the brand position, telling the story, creating that whole marketing strategy. That's the creative sort of feeling side of the job.
Yep.
But on the other hand, they're the engineer. They are directly responsible for the nuts and bolts of growth, customer acquisition, and retention. It feels like they have to switch between thinking like an artist and thinking like a physicist, moment to moment.
That analogy is perfect, and a blueprint, it validates it immediately. It details how they have to manage both the creative side, so advertising, media planning, content.
Oh, it's just a piece.
Exactly. And at the same time, master the technical side. Marketing analytics, campaign optimization. You have to understand the color palette and the conversion rate logic.
But the pressure isn't just about mastering two different skill sets, is it? It's about proving that the two are actually working together.
That's the key.
That the vision has to translate into verifiable, hard growth.
Precisely. The ultimate responsibility that ties it all together is alignment. It's not just about making a memorable campaign anymore.
No.
It's about proving that campaign directly drove revenue or hit a specific quantifiable business goal. This blueprint really emphasizes that the CMO's success is measured by their ability to speak the language of the CFO or the chief product officer using shared metrics.
So they're a revenue driver now, not just a brand steward.
100%. They are accountable for revenue.
That level of accountability and, frankly, complexity brings us right to the next section, the friction points.
Yeah.
Step two is all about the common challenges, and this explains why a CMO needs a blueprint in the first place.
This is the why.
Yeah, and for you listening to this, trying to stay informed, these challenges are really the symptoms of just how hard the market is today. Standing out in a crowded market is, well, it's harder than ever.
Sure.
But the real, I think, decade-defining friction point is the sheer volume of data and analytics. It's just, it's overwhelming.
And that data volume, it connects directly to the highest stakes challenge of all, complying with privacy and data regulations. The more data you collect, and you have to collect massive amounts to be effective, the higher that regulatory burden gets.
So that's the core tension, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, it raises this huge question for every marketing leader. How do you balance the need for extreme efficiency, which requires all this data, with the need for full compliance in a landscape that's always changing?
And you've got the perpetual headache of just keeping up with technology. The learning curve never, ever flattens out.
Never.
So if the data mountain is the challenge, what kind of gear does the blueprint recommend for the climb? That brings us to step three, the solutions. It contrasts that difficulty with really clear, actionable steps.
From diagnosis straight to treatment.
Exactly. And the immediate fix, not surprisingly, is all about data-driven campaigns using deep customer insights. But the real core of modern strategy, and we see this everywhere, is audience segmentation and personalization.
You can't compete without it.
You really can't. You have to know exactly who your buyer is and speak directly to them.
And the blueprint highlights that the fixes aren't just technical, they're also strategic shifts. It lists foundational work like content marketing and dedicated SEO optimization. You know, the work that makes sure your audience can even find you in the first place.
Right, organically. And then on the relationship side, it talks about partnering with influencers and engaging on social platforms. But for larger organizations, I think the most significant point is the last one. Marketing automation and CRM tools integration. If your systems aren't talking to each other, you can't possibly handle the scale of data you need for real personalization.
And that integration piece is the perfect segue to step four, which is the foundational toolkit. For anyone trying to grasp the infrastructure here, the key takeaway isn't just specific vendor names.
No.
It's the mandatory integration you need between all these different systems. This is the technological bedrock for everything we just discussed.
And I appreciate that the source doesn't just, you know, list a dozen vendors and walk away. It groups them by function.
Exactly. So you have your analytics layer, that's your Google Analytics or Adobe Analytics, to ingest the data. Then you need the CRM and automation backbone.
The engine room.
The engine room, yeah. Your HubSpot, Salesforce, Marketo, these are the engines driving that segmentation and personalized communication. Without that, personalization is just a buzzword.
And even the creative process needs industrial-level support. The blueprint lists tools like Canva for design, and then Hootsuite or Buffer for social media management. The CMO has to make sure the entire machine is running smoothly.
Right, from the beautiful visual asset all the way down to the data that targets it. And let's not forget the technical tools for visibility. You've got the heavy hitters like Semrush and Ahrefs for SEO. And crucially, they include the feedback layer. Tools like Typeform and SurveyMonkey.
To close the loop.
To close the loop. Yeah. It's a huge, demanding tech landscape.
And here's where it gets really interesting. We'll move into step five, AI strategies. If the tools we just talked about provide efficiency, you know, operational excellence, AI promises the leap to prediction and dynamic response. This is the shift from just making work easier to, well, forecasting the future and hitting moving targets in real time.
And the applications they list here, they go way beyond simple automation. We're talking about serious strategic competitive advantages.
Like what?
They start with predictive customer segmentation and lead scoring. This means AI can calculate in real time how likely a prospect is to convert before a human even spends a minute on them.
That's huge. That completely reshuffles priorities for the sales team, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Then they list content recommendations and personalization. I mean, just think about the scale you need for true one-to-one personalization across thousands of customers.
A human can't do it.
Only AI can deliver that kind of optimized content at speed. They also mention sentiment analysis on reviews, giving the CMO an instant, unbiased read on how the market feels.
And tying it back to that core responsibility of business alignment, we see campaign forecasting and dynamic pricing. Now, that is a radical shift.
It is. Dynamic pricing means the cost of a product or service isn't a fixed quarterly decision anymore. It becomes a real-time, fluid decision powered by a machine learning model that's reacting to supply, demand, competitor prices, everything.
Which forces everyone else to react instantly.
It dramatically accelerates the pace of the entire market.
What stands out to me here, we should pause on this for a second, is the inclusion of chatbots for customer interactions. Why is customer service being folded into a marketing blueprint?
Great question. It's because the line between marketing, sales, and customer service has, well, it's essentially dissolved, especially online.
It's all just customer experience.
Exactly. A chatbot is often the first touch point for engagement, for retention, for immediate problem solving. These are all critical steps in the modern marketing funnel. Its inclusion here means marketing has moved from just reactive analysis to proactive, real-time adjustment across the entire customer journey.
Okay, so we've covered the job, the problems, the tools, the AI edge. Now we need the map that ties it all together. Step six closes the loop by providing the structuring workflows.
This is the step-by-step.
The practical map for applying all of this.
And this workflow, it's designed to be cyclical. It's all about constant refinement. It starts simply enough. Step one, set your marketing goals and KPIs. You have to define success before you start the engine.
And that definition of success immediately funnels into step two. Segment your audiences based on data insights.
The foundational personalization step, which then feeds step three, create targeted campaigns with personalization. If you don't personalize the communication, all that segmentation work was a waste of time.
Standard operations next. Step four is deploy the campaigns and monitor the analytics. You got to gather that fresh data. And then we get to the final, and I think the most crucial step in this whole workflow.
The feedback loop.
Step 5, refine strategies using AI-driven feedback.
And that's the deeper connection. The framework doesn't see deployment as the end. It sees deployment as the beginning of the learning cycle. By putting AI-powered refinement as the final step, it closes the loop immediately. It's constantly feeding machine insights back into the initial goals, creating a perpetually optimized system.
So the CMO's job isn't so much creating the perfect campaign anymore.
No. According to this blueprint, it's more about designing the perfect optimization engine.
So we've navigated the whole CMO decision support blueprint. We started with the sprawling responsibilities of the modern CMO. We identified those friction points like data volume and tech adoption, and we moved through the toolkit, emphasizing integration.
Mm-hmm.
Then we saw how AI moves the whole function from efficiency to prediction with things like dynamic pricing and predictive scoring. And finally, we wrapped it up in this clear, cyclical workflow, all centered on data-informed personalization.
It's a clear, high-tech path to supercharge a marketing strategy.
For any organization that can afford to build it, yeah.
Right. And that leads to a really profound thought to end on. This blueprint, it fundamentally changes the competitive landscape.
Yeah.
Because the entire workflow ends in automated optimization.
Okay.
So if AI is handling the refinement of existing campaigns, you know, making all the little improvements to ROI and conversion rates, the speed of competitive response becomes blindingly fast.
Yeah.
So what does that rapid automated optimization cycle imply for human ingenuity? How quickly must human leaders pivot away from simple optimization, which the machines are now handling, and toward generating entirely new market concepts or new product strategies or disruptive approaches that an AI can't predict because they haven't existed yet?
So the machine handles the better and the human has to invent the new.
That's the next puzzle this blueprint raises for the future of the CMO.
A fascinating challenge to consider as this tech becomes the new standard. Thank you for diving deep with us into the CMO Decision Support Blueprint. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.